10.5 years ago, a 22-year-old from Chicago stepped in front of a trio of judges to audition for the third season of American Idol.
All right, what you gonna sing?
Share Your Love With Me by Aretha Franklin. It's an evil wind that blows no good, yeah, yeah.
Jennifer Hudson would finish in just 7th place that season, but she'd go on to win an Academy Award for her role in the movie Dreamgirls and score a Grammy with her very first album. But she's also faced unthinkable tragedy. In 2008, her mother, brother, and nephew were murdered. The trial didn't wrap until 2012. It was months before she came back to the studio to start recording her third album. Hudson had won over audiences singing big, emotional ballads. But she told me this time she wanted to take a new direction. Jennifer Hudson's new album is called J-Hud, and she dropped by our studios at NPR West to talk about her new sound.
It's expressive of my energy and, like, my everyday person. Mm-hmm. You'll definitely get that. Like, whereas the other music before, the space I was in was more about, like, singing. You know, singing right notes and it being just about that. But now, this time, like, I have a new, like, take on what music represents for me, you know, and it's more about celebrating it and, nice. Yeah, and the energy of it, feeling the energy from the people, them feeling my energy, which is what I call Jenniferizing. I'm Jenniferizing you with that energy in that album. He ain't moving.
The brightness, in a way, it's almost a little bit surprising because you've been through some rough times recently, and it's nice to hear the happiness.
Yeah, you know, and I just think overall I've been like tokened as a very heavy artist, a heavy actress, a heavy life and life experiences, and it's like, but that's not me, you know. It's a, I guess it's something I understand and it's a part of me, but the thing that's most of Jennifer is my positive energy that brings me out of all of it. So that's why this was so important to create in this way and for people to get that and understand it, you know.
You can be deep without being heavy.
Yeah, like even in the heaviest times I find the brightest light.
Okay. I feel like I'm in love. That is nice.
So it sounds like, and I really feel like I hear this on the record, that you're being more yourself here.
Yeah.
There are more songs from you on this album.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That's probably one of my favorite parts of this album. This album, I did not record anything I didn't love. And
Have you done that in the past?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah?
On album 1 and 2, it was like, okay, well, they said sing this. It was before, it's Jennifer, just sing this. Okay. I can sing anything. Sure. I'll sing it. But it's now it's like, no, I didn't sing anything I didn't love. Mm-hmm. And I helped write a lot of stuff. I helped produce a lot of things, you know. If I didn't write it, I was able to construct it musically the way I wanted it to go, you know. And that's why through each song, it's like a piece of me.
Well, which is the first song that you sat down and wrote kind of in this with this new mindset?
Wow. I know Walk It Out for sure. We ended up changing the verses to me, whatever, from my perspective, whatever I decided to write for it, which made it that much more true to me. And in this song, it's like, this remind me of growing up. You know, this remind me of the south side of Chicago. This remind me of when we used to sit on the porch and the boys would be playing basketball in the playground or the girls walking to the store jumping rope and they're trying to talk to us. You know what I mean? Like, it just took me back to that space. So even when we got to the music video, I was like, we need to shoot this in Chicago. And it took me back to growing up, you know, and I wanted to just relive all of that. And that's what that song, I feel like, gave me. And that's where it ended up in that space.
Go all the way.
performance, I read that you learned about singing in gay bars. Mm-hmm. There was a line you said, where is it? You said that that was my training.
It was. I mean, because I didn't start singing with my eyes open until I was like 19, okay? Because I spent majority of my time singing in church or in school. And by the time I got to like high school, I would go with my assistant, who's my assistant now, Walter Williams, and we would go to the gay clubs. And it would always be like drag queens lip singing. They would be dressed for the gods. And I loved it. It would be like a talent show, and it was a prize, but the people would give you tips. So I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, they're lip singing? This is an interesting concept. Okay, they're not real girls, but they're drag queens, and they're fierce. Wait a minute, I'm a real girl, and I got big hair too and eyelashes. Hold on, and I sing for real. So what if I came in here and started singing? What would happen? And so that's what I started to do. And they used to dress me and make my costumes. I had my own glam squad. And I would go perform. And then I started to, like, win all the money. And that was our thing. Yeah. And I used to make, like, that's when I really started to, like, get out and perform.
Okay, so here we go.
Ooh. Give me that.
So it's been almost exactly 10 years since you were just on American Idol. What's it like to look back on that?
Oh,
now?
My God. You know, I am
It's 2014.
It's so fresh in my mind. Like, this is a 10-year anniversary, and to think how far I've come, and it's amazing. Like, wow. In 10 years.
A lot of us are still sore feeling like you got robbed.
please. Please. You know, I can't complain, you know, like.
Yeah, you've done pretty well.
I've done extremely well, and that's the thing that blows my mind. Because, let me say this, when I auditioned for Idol, I didn't say I wanted to win. I said, I want to do this for the experience. I feel as though, like, if I say something, it, like, happens. And I said, no, I want to do this for the experience. And it still hunts me because I'm still experiencing it to this day. 10 years later, like, without Idol and all of that, then would I be sitting here right now? And look at how much I've been able to, a career I've been able to build, and the things I've been able to experience. I would have never guessed I would have won an Oscar and a Grammy off of my first album and everything else. You know what I mean? And so I'm still experiencing it to this day.
Jennifer Hudson, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.